Time now for StoryCorps. And on this St. Patrick's Day, many people in New York will be thinking of Jess Bazzuto. He was known as the Leprechaun of Yonkers. He was 5 feet tall, always wore green from head to toe. Bazzuto died in 2012, but 2 years earlier, he came to StoryCorps with his sister Eileen and his niece Tori.
I saw this guy with a hat. It was a green felt hat. And I looked at it and I said, I want that. And then one day I grew my beard and my mustache. And all of a sudden behind me, I keep hearing leprechaun, leprechaun. And I started to enjoy it. So I started to emphasize the leprechaunishness. Now, as I go down the street, I get top of the morning to you. Where's your pot of gold? Hey, Mr. Leprechaun, give me some luck. And as I tell people that ask me if I'm a real leprechaun, I'm the realest leprechaun you're ever going to see in your life, man.
How has it changed your life?
It's given me a warped view of the world because everybody is happy when they see a leprechaun. One day I went down to the DMV and I stood online and I saw this person behind the counter giving everybody a hard time. And I gave her my paperwork. She looked at it and said, this is wrong. Next. I said, what's wrong with it? Next. So I went home and I figured out what might have been wrong with it. And I came back the next day and she takes the paperwork. She says, that's wrong. But she looked up at me and she got a big smile on her face. She said, no, that's all right. And she corrected what was wrong. And I got outside and I scratched my head. And when my hand hit my hat, I said, that's what happened. She saw the leprechaun and she changed 180 degrees. Every couple of years, I'll go out without a hat and I'll dig way down in the bottom of my closet and find something that isn't green and wear it out just to see the different reactions from people. And all of a sudden, people don't want to meet your eye, don't want to talk to you because I'm so small that they're afraid they're going to insult me if I catch them looking at me. But when I become the leprechaun, they look and they say, well, that guy doesn't mind being looked at. I mean, he couldn't possibly be dressed like that.
What are the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Don't take today too seriously. Things may look very bleak right now, but they'll be turned around. It's just a matter of holding on till they do. I never planned on being a leprechaun. People don't even know what a leprechaun is. Neither do I, tell you the truth. But when something good is dumped in your lap, you take it.
My name is Eileen LoJudith.
My name is Tori Medina. How do you keep his memory alive?
Well, I have a lot of his clothes. I wear his t-shirts, his polo shirts, all green, you know. I remember a lady came up to me and she said, are you the leprechaun's sister? And I said, yeah. How do you know that? She said, you look just like him. But I really never realized how popular he was until he died at the funeral.
There were so many people there. I remember the mayor came. You know, the thing I really learned about life from him was basically, love thy neighbor. I think he made me a kinder person.
It's a wonderful tribute. He was a great guy.
That was Eileen LoJudith and Tori Medina, remembering Jess Bazzuto, the Leprechaun of Yonkers. Their interview will be archived at the Library of Congress.